Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another day we get a chance to hear from the Lord as He speaks from the heart. God is good. You know, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they are the thoughts of God from His heart to help us in our lives, to help us to go forward in Him. He's always looking ahead to what we need to be doing. And He's willing to help us do it. On earth, what if there was a man who had a thriving business and he wanted to hire you and train you to take that business and make it greater, and it would become your business? Even though he has great interest in it, the work of that business is on your shoulders, and he's going to help you, and you're going to greatly benefit from it. You're going to be rewarded for it greatly. And all the things you need to know, he's going to guide you and help you along the way throughout the entire course of your life with that company. So it is with ministry. And a lot of times people don't realize how foundational God is. You can't judge the size of a ministry by what you see. But you can judge it by the foundation the Lord is laying. Those who lay the greater foundations, the Lord give them greater assignments. All assignments are not the same. All of them are very important. And some require more maturity. Some require more diligence. The Lord told Joshua to study the word day and night, that he may be able to do all to stand, to do all the things required. It was his responsibility to lead Israel into total victory and drive out all the Canaanites. This was not easy. Joshua did a great job. But they didn't drive all the Canaanites out. You have to have strong foundation. You have to have a determined love for God to build the greater foundation. And you can't build the greater foundation of your own wit. That's why the word said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And doing the work of the ministry is very, 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 very easy if you build with God. I say enjoy the process of life. Pay attention to what God is doing. What is He doing? What did he say? What is he saying to you? And do the thing as he revealed the steps, take the steps. As he revealed the steps to take, take the steps that he reveals to you to take, and put all of your heart in it. Don't be overcome with old emotions based on worldly traditions. Never struggle with God to do what's normal and be traditional. Do what people expect. You got to look at Him. And most of the time, I would say 100% of the time, the ministry He gives you to do is going to be unique in itself. It's going to be something others have not done, never thought about, and never had a clue about. And you have to be able to love people beyond their immaturity and beyond their lack of knowledge. Now, I want to show, I just saw something that many people are blessed by men and women of God that they love and respect. And they look up to them. In their mind, you need to look to them too. And at the same time, the Lord is directing you to do something that nobody ever expected, not even the people that they look to. Now, sometimes people look up to people that are well known, and if they hear you do something or say something, that the people that they look to that are very well known, they'll be cautious about it, and they may not receive you. This has happened along the course of my ministry. Most of the things the Lord give me are things that people wouldn't expect to hear from me. And the wisdom would be something that others have not taught, because I followed the same ministers along the course of my life. And there are many things I never heard them say that the Lord reveals to me. But it's true, because the things that the Lord reveals to me are true because it's obvious because of the Word of God. But it hadn't been, sometimes the things that the Lord revealed to you has never been revealed to others. And even if it was, they may not have caught on to it. You know, there's a scripture say, we believe, therefore we speak. Now, Charles Capps taught that scripture, and I'm sure that the things that he taught was far greater than the person who originally made the statement of speech. Of speaking faith. But it was there in the Word of God. Jesus said that you have power over all the power of the enemy, down to serpents and scorpions. But the people, many times the apostles didn't understand the authority they had. They didn't always use it. You know, they would get thrown in jail. All they had to do was tell Satan he can't throw them in jail. And, you know, they saw Jesus walk out of many traps, and they got trapped. I'm not saying it's their fault, but sometimes people don't know the power of what they can do in the Word of God. And it's revealed from the beginning. They just didn't know how to do it. Jesus did say that the Word of God would be measured, it'll be measured to you the way you measure it. He said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. If you see it small, it'll be measured to you small. It'll operate small in your life. If you measure it greater, it'll be measured greater. And it'll operate greater in your life. Now, whatever the Lord give you to do, the more you pay attention and the more you measure the guidance of the Holy Spirit and His counsel, and His knowledge and His wisdom, the greater it'll be measured back to you. Some of it will greatly surprise you. The term will be, it'll blow your mind. But receive it anyway and let your mind be blown. Sometimes we need a blown mind. We need a renewed mind. We need to be renewed, and we need to go biblical. We need the heights of biblical. We need the greater version of what is biblical in our lives, operating like it should. We need the greater foundation. See, the way you hear, it don't just grow up. It grows with foundation as well. The roots of your faith, they can run as deep as you desire them to run. And the capabilities, the heights of the way you see God, where it can reach out of space, so to speak. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. How do you vision it? What kind of limit are you putting on God's word? And I learned not to put any limits on it. And the more I receive, the more I can understand, and the greater the foundation. Now, I stated in the last broadcast how God does things with foundation. People say God is mysterious. No, He's foundational. And the more time He takes building your foundation, you can see that whatever He gives you to do is going to be very important. The Lord is able to do a ministry different ways. And He does it according to what He needs at the time. Because people, you know, it's easy to go out and preach the gospel and people hear it and they get saved. But the Lord won't. He sends us to places. We can reach people around the world, and He can help us to say what they'll receive. He'll train you to win people where He needs you to win people, and He knows their response, and He'll prepare you for their response. He'll give you wisdom and insight on how to deal with things. And sometimes the knowledge that He gives, it'll be so foundational, and it'll be something that people are not used to, that He has to not only keep you out of pride as you learn it. He trains me in a way where I don't get in pride. And then He turn around and he bless you to, He gives you the grace to continue when it's not popular. When people can't judge what you're doing, and they have no way, people like to be in the know of things. They like to, people, it's just the nature of man. They like to be able to approve things. And when something happens that they can't judge, they don't like it. And sometimes they speak against it, sometimes they snub it, and sometimes they wonder at it. And sometimes they can see that you're on a greater path. And sometimes they see you're on a greater path and they get jealous. Sometimes they watch to see how it unfolds. People handle things all kind of ways. And the Lord will give you grace to absorb it and go forth. And the end game, what the Lord is getting to, you may not always know. But continue and you'll find out what it is. And whenever He reveal it, you're going to have to believe it and not stop. Because the Lord can give you some very unique things to do that people just they don't understand it. But there will be a people that will receive what you're doing. That's how it always is. And every minister from the time that Jesus first began his, every minister has had to deal with these problems or these situations. And sometimes they don't see them as a problem, but it is a situation. When Kenneth Hagin taught people about faith, he got all kind of letters from people all around the world trying to correct him because they didn't believe in faith. They didn't know what faith could do. But he kept right on, and he built the school, and he trained people. And now people are training people in faith all around the world, winning souls. And some of the same people that wrote him letters to correct him, they ended up being corrected. People don't always see what you see as you follow God. In Ephesians chapter 4, the word teaches us that we should go forward. Verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. The Lord will give you a work, but He doesn't want you to be like a child, able to believe anything, no matter how dangerous it is. He wants you to go forward so that you'll know what not to do. He wants you to be mature in the Word of God. He doesn't want His people like children in the sense of being gullible. Now, when He's not, the people that He's not training and giving the grace to do these things, and you, like in the, I'm talking about in the things that you got to understand for your ministry. He's training you for what He's giving you to do. But there are people who are not trained like you're trained. and they see things the way they do at the level of growth that they've received. And in their right, they're doing fine in the Lord's eyes, because they don't, the knowledge of these things are not in them. He's not going to hold people accountable for things they don't know. But people are quick to judge and say something about how they see things. This is normal. But if, as you continue in the things of God, you'll do fine. And people will try to persuade you the way that they see fit, the way that they understand, the way that they know. And then with that, they know that they're right, because they've seen other greater men do the same thing differently. But what the Lord sanctions you to do, he set you apart to do it. He didn't set the greater, those that people would esteem higher, he didn't set them apart to do that particular work that you're going to do. What he's training you to do is far, it can be far greater and far different, or far different than what others are doing. But it's still the Word of God, it's still the same, it's still part of the same work. See, the work is one. But the Lord trains people to do different pieces of that same work. And sometimes people will bring another element that people have not known to the body of Christ. And the Lord's going to do it in a way where it will be received by first the most faithful down to the least faithful. And that, my friend, takes time. And it takes continual diligence in the things of God on your part. You're going to have to get a firm grip on what God is doing in your life and own it. The dedication of God is on this wise. I love God's will. I'm one with God's will. I will be God's will. I will do God's will. It is my desire. And this is not guesswork. I commit myself to it. I will stand. And I will do it on purpose. And I will never undo it. And I will never give up. And I will train all the predecessors that God give me to carry the work even further. Now that's what Jesus did. That's precisely what Jesus did. Nobody did what Jesus did. Nobody in Israel healed the poor. I mean, healed the sick and trained the poor. The Pharisees catered to the rich. And in many cases, only the rich could buy a script of the Word of God, because they were very costly. If I remember correctly, it was very costly to buy, have your own scroll of the Word of God, your own book. But poor people were forgotten. As long as they tended the sheep and did, you know, kept the streets clean, they were fine. They didn't care about their welfare. But God loves his people. He loves everybody. And he cares about every soul. Jesus trained everybody that wanted to hear. Didn't charge them. And I thank the Lord for it. Some people gave, some people didn't. Many people didn't. But God loves his people. And he'll, through maturity and faithfulness, he will cause you to do all the necessary things to go forward in life. For the reasons that the Lord has given, and I can testify that it's certain, you're going to see people not understand what God has given you to do. It will be unique. It will be powerful. And it is of God. It makes so much sense that follow the peace. When God gives you something to do, peace is there's a peace and joy that comes with it. That's your first gift. To do it. You can feel the peace jump in you when the Lord first mentioned it, and there's a need. And you'll have insight into that need. And you follow the peace. And you have to grow roots and rehearse the things that God's speaking to your heart. Now, the counsel of the Lord sometimes come on that wise where he'll give you knowledge and wisdom and counsel and train you. And you'll expect people that's further along in ministry in your eyes to understand it. Sometimes they will, but many times they are not going to understand. And that used to blindside me. There were times that the people that I looked up to would discourage me from doing what God gave me. Or they try to restructure it, and it wouldn't work. I'm not just saying these things by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I'm saying it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And also, I understand it because this is precisely what happened in my life most of the time. And I learned to overlook it. Even pastors I looked up to wouldn't always understand. But I have a pastor now, at least he don't... He has never discouraged me. And some people, they didn't understand what God had me doing. But God loves his people. You know, most people don't do a radio ministry without a church. And God has given me precisely that, a radio ministry. But I don't pastor a church. Sometimes you just have to do the different things that God requires you to do. Now remember, he loves us. He cares about us. He takes us serious when others don't. I tell you who else takes you serious. The devil does. The enemy takes you very serious, and he's afraid of what you're doing. And he know that people don't always understand. And he will seek. He'll use any means necessary to discourage you. But I know for a fact many of the people who did discourage me or tried to or said things that I didn't expect, which turned out to discourage me, I knew that they didn't mean any harm. And I forgave them and blessed them anyway and went forward. And I learned not to talk too much. If I tell people things, I let the Lord sanction it. I give any information that I do give, it's because I trust that person. And I believe that they're mature enough to receive it. And most of the time, I just ask the Lord, I say, Lord, what should I say? Should I say this? If he doesn't say anything, I'll just be quiet. If there's no anointing to say anything, I'll just be quiet. But if it's all right, then I'll say it. And remember, some things are neither here or there. Sometimes you can tell people certain things. Sometimes you shouldn't. It'll just be a problem. Now, this is part of maturity because God is foundational. Jesus did things in a foundational manner. And the Lord is going to move in your life in a greater way. He loves us and he takes care of us. He's going to help. He's going to help you stand. And you're going to go forward in the mighty works of God. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. And especially the people that the Lord prepare you to minister to. In the world, people have gotten very hardened. They've seen everything. They think they know what they're doing. But the Lord is developing people to be patient, to do things in a way that will reach people who are lost. And it will be a blessing. See, the enemy know how to harden people against what the knowledge level that people already have. But when the Lord do something that they're not used to, there are many people that will receive what God is saying. We contend for the faith for them, but in contending for the faith, we do it the way that God reveals it. The methods and way that the Lord moves in our lives, that's what we should do. And if the Lord send you to a place where the people are poor, that's your hot spot. Wherever they are, wherever he send you, even if they're rich, wherever God sends you and whatever he give you to do, that's your hot spot. That's going to work. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in your life, and he will help you be one with his will. He will help you build your ministry. And it will be successful, and you will be greatly rewarded, and you'll be so glad you did. Your joy will increase, and your joy can only increase in obedience. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.